They call him Punt Fly. Punt the Wild Foul Guy. Punt Fly. Punt the Wild Foul Guy. They call him Rock the Riders. Rock. They call him the Wild Foul Guy.
They call him
Rock the Riders. Rock.
They call him
the Wild Foul Guy.
They call him
Welcome to Riders Live, y'all. I hope y'all had a good week out there. My week was crazy. I got sent home from work. Basically, because of the COVID protocols, I had to go home and quarantine because it was like a minor outbreak at the gig. You know, nothing serious. From Wednesday through Saturday, it was like a mini vacation. I got to handle a lot of business and attend to a lot of things that needed to be addressed. I tested negative, so that was good, you know. Some people, they just don't know how to be quiet. You always got that one person at the gig that like to point and run their mouth, you know what I'm saying? So they sent teachers home, students home, and basically I just had like a mini vacation. I relaxed. I binge-watched BMF. Can't wait for season 2 to come. I had Cubs tickets. I couldn't go to the game because, you know, I didn't want to risk catching COVID again. I handled a lot of business with my car. I got me some tires. Got my windshield fixed. Nobody didn't bust my window out or do nothing crazy like that. You know how you drive on the expressway and a rock hits your shit? My shit split from east to west on my windshield. You know what I'm saying? I booked some pop-up shop events and some book signing events. So that's basically what I did. So that's just the prelude of this episode, y'all. Let's get into it. Jean Grey is the what's poppin' artist of the day, y'all. Let's get it.
Well, if she rocks like a spitter and she flows like a spitter, then you know she's a spitter and she probably is. And if she walks like a spitter and she talks like a spitter, don't floss, please forgive her, she probably is. And if she writes like a spitter, hold a mic like a spitter, pause, boys, ain't no gutter. And if she rhymes like a spitter, no, she rhymes like a spitter. Who rhymes like a spitter? You know who it is.
A burnt sky scorched the earth's flesh. At the same time, the murderous text arose like a phoenix with the glow of death. A poet two steps ahead like Noah just left. Mowing sex, holding text, no, I'm not what you'd expect. Golden pen exposing men false like a fallen disciple. All in the Bible, the cause is the call in haiku. The love of words, language, liquor, phrase, slang, a mecha race. Skyscraper, look a future brighter than your jewels of praise.
Life must be what divorce court be like. I fall apart, right, just to stay right. Call this art like night cold. The daylight, we A alike, C alike, but you don't hear me though.
You don't hear me though.
But everything else just don't go right. Even if we just pretend that we alright. Call this art like night calls the daylight. We A alike, C alike, but you don't hear me though.
For lack of better words, well, that's actually the worst. The vernacular must map first to pack a better verse. Head's a curse, I rap backwards, like a roll backwards. Flip the same line, another track, yes, accurate. I've mastered it, fucked rhyme, killed its father, bastardized it. Masqueraded, I roll, drive on, patronize it. Must analyze it slow, mathematical. Cracks, addicts, pull, my rock will take you high like astronomical planes. The money changes hands this year. With this here lisp, you disappear. My bliss is ripping spheres of discs. The wax hedonist, bleeding black lacquer. Dreaming of a caddy, black leather seated. Beats banging, heat stash. Serial scratch, Nina. Police tracking us all. Then sidetrack them in an alley and laugh at the law. You see, my way of doing things is sorta different. Never resort to riffing. I just snuff and keep it stepping. Listen, heavy stomp like I'm gravity in hand. Smashing the floor. Splash jagged shrapnel slapping your jaw. I'm like Bill's wife packing a sword. You must be out of your gourd. The girl's insane, but I told you before.
This life must be what divorce court be like. I fall apart, right, just to stay right. Call this art like night calls the daylight. We A alike, C alike, but you don't hear me though. But everything else just don't go right. Even if we just pretend that we alright. Call this art like night calls the daylight. We A alike, C alike, but you don't hear me though.
Irrational thoughts often could find me squeezing the cork off and competing with wino heathens to squeeze in a coffin. The alcoholic in me's almost slaughtered like the traveling daughter Dawson, who was found indoors with the farmer's daughter Lauren. I freak a little forward, speak a little proper grammar, rapper with a capital R, back with no capital. Fact is, I'm hazardous, agile as hell, immaculate. Poems rap like I'm in an obsessive compulsive cabinets. Neat but still dirty, elite but still worldly. To peak maybe at 30, I speak that I ain't worthy yet. So grab your drinks and toast them up to the future. Genes are truth, or so they say, but I ain't met no one truer.
Y'all niggas don't hear me. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, niggas.
For press use only, Baby Grand Records.
This life must be what divorce court be like. I fall apart, right, just to stay right. Call this heart like night calls the daylight. We A alike, see alike, but you don't hear me though. When everything else just don't go right, even if we just pretend that we all right. Call this heart like night calls the daylight. We A alike, see alike, but you don't hear me though.
Act like you motherfucking know what's going on. You hear that shit? And who fucking with it? Nobody, nigga.
Yeah.
Night,
yeah,
night, yeah. Got them beats that you just sing to for no reason. Sometimes you gotta get to know yourself. You gotta travel a little bit. Look at yourself from another perspective. So I try to do that. Come on. Listen, there's nothing like knowing yourself. Like the way I know the smoking's kinda broken my health. Like the way I know my flow don't make appropriate wealth. I can't change that, but funny I'm saying that when it's money I'm aimed at.
Come on.
I give a fuck if you frame that or quote it.
Shit.
I meant what I said, cause I wrote it, point noted.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm overly sensitive when it comes to wealth. Just about everything. And I'm so hard-headed, I don't need your help. Like no advice for these records, unless it's me, myself. Like I don't ever wanna breathe if it requires assistance. Just shut down my system. I'm a victim of choosing bad love. Bad luck loosely, every man touch seems to be a doozy. And plus, I'm attached to this loose leaf, stand on my 2 feet. So it's hard enough to even have to physically move me. Go ahead,
okay,
try.
I know I'm on the right path.
Come on.
To who I'm gonna be at last. Don't crush me, nigga.
Just try.
I know I'm rolling right. At the same time, both on the dark and light.
Come on.
And they say life needs everything to live. At the same time, I got everything to give. Just don't crush me.
Hey, get your hand off me, man.
Don't rush me.
You stupid, I'll cut you. I gotta be more disciplined. I'm listening more to straight logic, blocking random shit that's drifting in. Age is a motherfucker.
Damn right.
Find myself staring at the little kids, thinking I could beat them like a stepmother. Creeping on a come up of 30 soon, but looking 20. Ooh, the food catches up to you now, plenty. Attending christenings of my best friend's children, and they're asking who's next. And I'm wishing for 6 more wishes for Christmas. Or kids on the wish list. A time machine's to be in existence. I'm a team player, not.
Nope.
The dry wit is similar to Arizona weather. Say it, nigga. Hot, patent leather sole. Tapping at my gold. If the album's not platinum, then I'll have to rack a gold.
Shit.
This rapping ain't for nothing unless I hold plaque so I can sit up on a boat like Colin. Roll that, and you know that.
I'm
for press use only. Baby Grand Records.
Last. Don't crush me, nigga. I know I'm rolling right. At the same time, both on the dark and light.
Yes,
they
yes,
say
yes.
Life needs everything to live. At the same time, I got everything to give. Just don't rush me.
Hey, didn't I just tell you?
Don't rush me.
Fall back, nigga. See, this here is the most serious that I've ever been. The most clear-headed. My gear fetish clearly needs an account. So if I need, I'll smoke them all like Dennis Leary and I'm out. The doubt's great though, thanks for adding more insecurities. Just as I was finding my level of maturity, just as I was minding my business, tried to murder Gene's confidence, but lucky for me, you're all incompetent. Roadblocking this, yes, I see him trying to put a stop to my obnoxiousness, but I stayed long-winded, like saying George Papadopoulos. I know, but I write from the heart with this, so I've got some things to work on. My moodiness, like masturbation, gets its jerk on. My fascination with the fast pace. The money's encapsulated in my mind's space. Like, what a thrill, past dated. And I know I'm not in last place, but it's hard to work through it with this masked face. The masking tape off all the window keeps the cold out. And every time I'm laying down, my back breaks because it's old now. I yell too much, get stressed too quick. But the best thing about it, I can change that shit and still remain who I came down to earth to be. It's not Jean Grey, that's just a name, you'll see.
I know I'm on the right path.
I'm gonna be at last. Don't rush me now. I know I'm wrong and right. At the same time, both on the dark and light. And they say life needs everything to live. At the same time, I got everything to give. Just don't rush me.
Please don't make me kill you. I don't want to.
Don't rush me.
I don't need to go to jail right now. I got things to do. I can't be locked up, man. My mama. No, mama. No. Anyway, yeah. Thanks, man. Thank you, Knight. And we had a beautiful lunch. Don't be afraid to talk in the back. Thanks, everybody, for coming out tonight. Justice League! What up, Flames? What up, though? Flames, you don't. You the man, Flames. You the man. We out.
That was Jean Grey with Air Likes and Don't Rush Me. Both of those songs are available on all streaming platforms. That's off of her album This Week. Y'all go ahead and cop Jean Grey, y'all. Welcome to another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. OG Radio, that's what's poppin'. Willie D Live, that's what's poppin'. Naperia, that's what's poppin'. Donnie Diallo, that's what's poppin'. Meditation, that's what's poppin'. Better Days, that's what's poppin'. Weed Edibles, that's what's poppin'. Cool Out Corner, that's what's poppin'. Bringing the Business Pod, that's what's poppin'. Gina the Realtor, that's what's poppin'. Welcome to another episode of Riders Live. So basically this week, I'm just going to be bringing everybody up to speed to what we got going on. So the first order of business is we will be transitioning to episodes. No more seasons, y'all. So after this episode, there'll be 2 episodes left and we'll be moving on from the seasons. I'm going to have some dope for y'all just to make it special and we're going to get it in, y'all. The Riders Live way. We have a lot of dope guests scheduled. It's going to be good conversation, good dialogue. Y'all know the show is based on hip-hop, urban culture, and entrepreneurship. So I'm going to try to bring more entrepreneurs on the show, more hip-hop artists, and we're going to be talking about a lot of urban culture like we already do. So I got some pretty dope guests scheduled and lined up. So first of all, I want to mention that I'm going to have a Cool Out Corner, the three-headed monster, Port, L, and Mini Meeks, y'all. They embraced me when I was an up-and-coming podcaster, when I ain't really know what I was doing. They embraced me. They allowed me to be on an episode that they did called Lemon Pepper, y'all. So y'all go ahead and check out that episode. It's available on all streaming platforms. The Cool Out Corner episodes drop every Sunday. They are a premier podcast. They show funny as hell. It's one of the elite podcasts anywhere. It's a universal podcast. The hosts are African Americans, but the show is dope. And it's funny as hell, y'all. So I appreciate the Cool Out Corner for allowing me to be a part of their Lemon Pepper episode and really embracing me. So I'm going to get them on the show real soon just so I can reciprocate that energy and love back to them, y'all. With everything that's been going on in the world, with the Similac and everything like that, I got a lactation scheduled to be on Riders Live, and we're going to talk about the benefits of breastfeeding as opposed to Similac, whole milk, 2% milk, and we're going to chop it up and get everything going, y'all. So be on the lookout for that. Next, I will have Desmond Stevens, the CEO of Donnie Diallo Clothing. He puts the H in hustle, y'all. He's the CEO of Donnie Diallo Clothing. He also has his own shoe line. He currently has 4 shoes out available online. He's a master barber as well. So we're going to chop it up with Mr. Stevens and see how he got his clothing line started, how he got his shoe line started. And we're going to ask and check on his current progress, y'all. So I had that scheduled and on my calendar for the listeners, y'all. I hope y'all appreciate all the free game that he gives us, and it should be really dope. So I'm really going to be diversifying the episodes. I'm going to have a little bit of everything on here. So one of my homegirls and colleagues, Gina, she's a realtor and a broker. So we're going to talk about good real estate investments, investing in lots, investing in buildings, commercial properties, homes, 3 flats, 4 units, vacation properties, etc., etc. We're going to really dive into everything and see what the process is in acquiring a vacation home and acquiring some Airbnb type properties. You know, we're trying to get generational wealth going. And by owning a home, that's the first step in acquiring generational wealth, because you have equity in your home. It's actually an investment, and it's also collateral. So we're going to have Gina, the realtor, we're going to chop it up with her about buying a home, investment properties, etc., etc., y'all. Next, reach one, teach one. I'll be having BC on here from Bringing a Business Podcast. It's a sports podcast. Like I said, the Cool Out Corner, they embrace me, as well as Bet the House embrace me, as well as a lot of podcasters embrace me. So I'll be embracing BC from Bringing a Business Podcast. It's a sports podcast. He's concentrated in baseball, basketball, and football, but mainly basketball and football. We're going to have him on here. We're going to chop it up, and we're going to go into detail about the podcast. What can we expect? What was his motivation in starting the podcast? What he does? Where did he get his inspiration from? Did he actually play sports? We're going to get into all of that. And we're going to just get up close and personal with BC. And I want y'all to follow him and tune in to his podcast on YouTube. It's Bringing a Business Podcast on YouTube. It'll be available on all streaming platforms soon. So y'all mark that on y'all calendar and make a mental note of Bringing a Business, y'all. For everybody, all the ladies and men who into fashion, I'll be having a model on here by the name of Violet. She's a fashion consultant as well as a model. We're going to talk about fashion. We're going to talk about style. We're going to talk about the model grind and everything that goes into modeling behind the scenes. Photo shoots, booking gigs, getting roles for movies, getting booked for magazines. Whatever it is about modeling, we're going to jump into that with Violet. And I don't want y'all to miss that episode. So I got that coming up for the people as well. Next, I'm going to have the matriarch, Miss B. She's known in Chicago for putting out some of the best barbers in the city. She's been in the barber industry for over 35 years. And she's put out some of the most productive, successful barbers in Illinois. You know, she had the McCoy Barber School, where she taught everybody how to cut and got them prepared to pass that state board. Me included, y'all. So we gonna have the matriarch on here. Back in the day, she was the little girl on the fun. Funtown Commercial in Chicago. She has a lot of longevity in the game. We're going to chop it up about ethics. We're gonna chop it up about sanitation. We're gonna chop it up about being a professional. We're gonna chop it up about her longevity, and we overall gonna just basically pick her brain if you wanna start your own shop. The pros and cons of having a shop. The pros and cons of working in a shop and being on percentage as opposed to booth rent. Everything. Where to get your tools, how to take care of your tools, certain hair products, certain products that people putting out like Andes versus Oysters. You know, in my opinion, it's really your own choice and preference of the tools that you use, but we're going to chop it up about a wide range of things, and it's going to be a lot of free game, y'all. So we got that coming up, y'all, so stay tuned. So the next thing I want to talk about is people exalting themselves. It's all good, you know, if you got confidence and you believe in yourself, there's nothing wrong with being confident and putting out the best product and talking about what you're doing and your accolades and everything, but it would be a little more rewarding if other people gave you your flowers as opposed to you giving them to yourself. I don't have no problem with that. I'm not a hater. I've never been a hater. I've never been a bully either. So I really believe in staying in your own lane, not bothering nobody, and staying out the way. You know, that's the key to success. Minding your own business, staying in your own lane, and not being in nobody's way. So if you want to exalt yourself, you know, to a God status, if you want to exalt yourself and talk about what you're doing and all of that, that's good. But, you know, FYI, you'll be a little more reputable if the people were saying these things and giving you your flowers as well as giving you your accolades. There's nothing wrong with you having confidence, y'all, like I said before, but I'm just a firm believer in letting the people, letting the fans, you know, give you a stamp, giving you a title. That's just how I feel, y'all, and that's what I believe in. Nothing more, nothing less. I ain't gonna harp on it. Next thing I wanna talk about is Kevin Samuels. First of all, rest in peace to Kevin Samuels. Kevin Samuels, you know, he was holding people accountable for their bullshit. You know, and people have a problem with the truth. And that's just how it is. You know, was his delivery harsh? Yes. Was what he's saying hurtful to some people? Maybe. But like they say, the truth hurts. My thing is, if you need somebody to judge you and look at you and validate you and tell you the type of person that you are, I feel like that's some type of identity crisis, or you deal with like low self-esteem issues, things of that nature. I got 3 daughters and 6 sisters. I couldn't see none of them coming up to the Godfather, Kevin Samuels, asking them how they look, what you think of me, what you think about me, because they just not built that way because they was raised on love. They was taught that they was queens. But I ain't taking a shot at the Godfather, Kevin Samuels, because what the brother was doing was holding men and women both accountable on their bullshit. So basically, I want to say rest in peace, Kevin Samuels, and I want to talk about this little Kevin Samuels versus Vivica A. Fox. Now, they had a beef because he basically told Vivica Fox, like, man, you know, you done played the same role 30 times. You need to move on. And she got upset and she felt some type of way about it. But what I'm saying is, you should evolve. You should grow. You should transition into more roles so you can be more successful and so you can keep working. So I understand Kevin Samuels. But what I don't understand is, why would you wait for somebody to pass to try to step on them or piss on their grave when they not around to defend themselves? So basically, it's not what Kevin Samuels was saying to people or saying to Vivica Fox. The truth hurt, and she was just vexed and angry. His delivery might have been a little bit harsh, but the truth hurt, and people, they need to hear the truth. Hands down, and that's just how it is. The next thing I want to talk about is, mind your motherfucking business. Worry about yourself. Worry about who you dealing with. Worry about what you got going on. Where you supposed to be. When you have to be there. And when to move. Why you doing what you doing? Is it working for you? How to execute what you got going on? Don't worry about what the fuck I'm doing. Don't worry about what I have going on. I ain't trying to cuss or nothing. I'm a grown man. I don't need nobody to check in and holler at nobody for me. I don't need nobody to talk for me. I don't need nobody to speak for me. I'm more than capable of handling my own business. I got my own record label. I'm a licensed barber. I'm an author. I got a book out. I'm a realtor. I got a podcast. I'm wearing a lot of hats. I'm managing a lot of stuff. So I'm more than capable of handling my own business and taking care of whatever I need to take care of, whether it's positive or negative, the pros, the cons. I can handle whatever I got going on. I don't need any outside assistance. I don't need nobody acting on my behalf when it comes to my personal business, okay? So I just want to get that out there. I can handle my own business. Man, who, what, where, when, and why with you. Don't worry about nothing that I got to do in my personal life or my business. And at the same time, I can reciprocate that same energy by minding my motherfucking business and staying the fuck out of other people's way. You want to evolve. You know, look in the mirror. Sit on your throne. Apply yourself. Be all you could be and keep it moving. Sit on your throne and shine in your royalty as a king and a queen. Okay? That's all you need to do. Then you got these people giving out relationship advice and shit. Every relationship is different. All the components and players are different. Every dynamic in a relationship is different. So I'm going to keep this shit real basic. Listen to your spouse. Communicate with your spouse. Keep it a buck with your spouse. Listen to understand. Listen to understand, not just listen to him. My bad. Pay attention to your spouse. Pay attention to what the fuck you got going on. Don't rely on social media or any outside influences to affect your relationship. Pay attention to what you actually have going on in that relationship so you can fix it, so you can work on it. Relationships are constantly and consistent work, whether it's a friend, your relationship with your child, your relationship with your coworkers. Not only love interests, relationships are constant work, 365, all around the board. Work to be better. Work to make things more conducive. so you can have a better outcome in any relationships that you have with anybody altogether. So relationships, they not about 50-50. It's not about mine. It's not about yours. You know, when you're in a relationship, you are one. You got to give 100% of 100%. You got to trust. Unless your trust is broken or has been broken at some point, you don't have no reason to keep harping on the old stuff or not trusting nobody. And last and in closing, after you forgive somebody, that's it. Don't bring it up no more. Don't keep throwing salt in the wound. Don't keep injuring the framework that you're trying to build. It's just like you pouring lighter fluid on yourself. You know, in closing, you wanna do everything that you can to make relationships work by paying attention, being involved, listening, compromising, communicating, and being a team player. That's all I got for y'all. If you would like to have your music played on Riders Live, just email bookingriders@gmail.com. That's booking, R-O-D-E-S, @gmail.com. Or submit through the booking form via our website, which is www.rodesonline.net, via the booking form. If you would like to be the What's Poppin' artist of the day, or if you would like to be interviewed, or if you would like ad space, submit via the booking form on RodesOnline.net. All right? If you would like to make a donation to the show, just cash at RodesT20. That's $RODEST20. All right? We dropping the mic on Riders Live this week. Apply yourself. Keep things a buck. Never shortchange yourself or your listeners. To all my podcast homies and all my people that make music, shout out to Uncle Dolomite, Frocast, Cool Out Corner, Mama Life Plus 3, Wolf Pussy Monologues, and Morio J for dropping dope episodes this week. Peace.